Welcome to World Famous Phil Hendry Show here, our El Pacifico studios. We're in Southern California, and we got Frank Gray on the line, who is, he's dealing with something, bud.
All I know is there was a family that was in need.
If you're messing around with this fire thing, oh my God. What are you doing, bud?
Nothing. The guy, he said he was doing a crowdsource, and he's going to do a GoFundMe for some people that had lost their house.
And this is one of your friends?
Yes, it's New Way Wilson.
Who?
Oh my God.
This guy's New Way Wilson. You never met this guy?
No.
He thinks everything that he does is new. He's got a new way of walking, talking.
Oh, this ass.
I never met this guy.
Oh yeah, now you think it's funny, huh?
Hey, bud, I'm just telling you, don't screw around with these fires and the charities and the people who are raising money for people.
What? New Way Wilson.
Never mind about New Way. Oh man, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Frank's on too.
All right, Frank Gray is on line two here. I think he's over the Morley Mall, right? Frank, what are you getting?
I'm at the Morley. What do you mean, what am I getting? I'm over here at the Morley Mall. You asked me to get the cleanser.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm over here getting, I'm getting three different kinds of cleansers, and there's also a scrub apparatus you want me to get.
Well, let's talk about it when you get home.
Where? What are you doing?
Never mind.
Don't worry about it, Phil.
All right, anyway, Frank, Bud's here. I want to know about your client. Now, you're talking to this guy, Baxter Banks.
Baxter Banks came into my office about a 2:30 last week.
Jesus.
And what's the problem?
Nothing.
It came in and said to me that it had a problem with this crowdsource, go fund it. I don't know what it's called, that Mr. Dickman was involved in.
I'm not involved in New Way Wilson is.
Okay. Well, this New Way Wilson also, and it's the Baxter, they call it the Baxter Bank Spank Bank.
The back, what is it?
You remember.
Oh, not this again. What is it called, the Baxter Bank Spank Bank?
Baxter Banks, Baxter Bag Bang. God damn it.
We got him on, dude, isn't he at home?
Yes, Baxter Banks, hold on, Frank.
Well, wait a minute, because I'm trying to.
Okay.
Baxter Banks is over here on, well, we can bring, get Frank.
Baxter Banks is joining us from his home in Newport Beach, California. Baxter, how are you?
Hey, Phil, that's wonderful. It's great to be talking with you for the first time since before Christmas.
Yeah, Baxter, so when did you hear about this?
I heard that there was a GoFundMe for a family, the New Way Wilson family.
And is this New Way Wilson, is this for him?
Yeah, it's for the New Way Wilson family.
And he started the crow. The
crow.
It's a GoFundMe. Hey, Baxter, this is General Shaw.
I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
Yeah, well, I'm on the show. This is a crowdsource that you found out about called Baxter Bank Spank Bank.
Baxter Bank Spank Bank. And at this point, you have to understand, Mr. Hendry, that I'm used to being having my name thrown around like as a joke, and that's all right. What I really would like to say to you and to your listeners is that this is important. A lot of people have been burned out of their houses.
No, we know that, and that to make a joke out of this, Bud, is unconscionable.
What are you looking at me for, man?
Well, who is this New Way Wilson?
Right, and I had my attorney.
We had Frank. Hold on for a minute. We had Frank Gray. Frank, you there?
Phil, I was just talking, and I heard Baxter Banks come on. Baxter, it's Frank Gray. Hello, Frank. I'm out here. I'm getting a cleanser for my wife.
Don't worry about it, Frank, what you're getting.
You asked me to go get three different kinds of cleansers.
What is this for the house?
No, this has to do with the personal hygiene.
Wait, hey, would you shut your mouth, Frank?
I'm sorry. So, Frank, Baxter Banks. Listen, I'm sorry to get you on the phone, but this guy, New Way Wilson, do you know him? I know New Way Wilson. I've known it for years. It's one of these jokers.
Well, he said that he was going to do a crowd GoFundMe.
If you know this guy to be a joker, bud, what are you doing?
I didn't do anything. He did it.
It looks like this guy, New Way Wilson, started a GoFundMe for the Baxter Bank Spank Bank.
Mr. Banks, hi, it's Margaret Gray.
Yes, hello.
You don't know anything about this.
Hey, excuse me, I'm a lawyer.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, thank you. God damn. You know, well, I just to answer your wife's question, I didn't know anything about it till someone said, Baxter, someone says, it's the Baxter Bank Spank Bank. How dare you? You know, I was at church, and to have people come up to you at church and ask you about did you start a spank bank? Wow. And this is why I got involved, Phil.
All right, I think I'm...
We all hip-hop?
Hey, bud, All right, go. Anyway, who am I talking to?
Frank Ray is right here. I'm Baxter Banks here, Phil. Just to, and then I'll turn it back over to Frank. But I was at church, and I was walking in to go and worship, and someone said, "What about this spank bank you opened up?" And you can well imagine my humiliation. Frank. Okay, Phil, it's Frank. And so I got the call from Baxter Banks, and it said that it had a spank bank. It's not, Mr. First of all, Mr. Gray, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't refer to me as it. It's not my spank bank. It's this, I didn't even start it.
He didn't start it, Frank.
I know. I'm mistaken.
So it's this Joker friend of Bud Dickman's named New Way Wilson who started this.
I'm not familiar with that name at all. New Way. Listen. I know New Way Wilson. I knew New Way's father.
You knewed?
I mean, I knowed. God damn it.
You knew New Way's father.
I knew New Way's father.
What was his name?
New Way Wilson's father was Hands On Wilson. And are these real names?
This is the guy's real name.
Yes, Hands On Wilson and New Way Wilson, father son. And so what I'm trying to say is, I knew it, and I knew its father, and I think that a cease and desist and a demand takedown. Because you understand, Frank, that I was walking into church. Yes, I do. I do now know that. You know, I hear you're a great attorney, Mr. Gray. I think you sound like a very competent man, but you sound like you might have lockjaw or something. No, I don't have lockjaw. I got a hold of this information tonight.
Frank just got a hold of the information, Baxter. I gave it to him. He passed it on to Phil, and that's why we have you on the air.
And that's why I got you on the Phil Henry show. Well, Phil, I appreciate the time.
All right, so that I can get this just kind of encapsulated for my listeners. This guy, New Way Wilson.
Yeah, New Way.
Hold on, Bud. I'll do it. Bud, hold on. Let me just, and if I make a mistake, but just, New Way Wilson contacts you?
No. New Way Wilson did. Oh, I'm the lawyer. Let me. Yes, sir. New Way Wilson contacted it. And said, no, New Way didn't contact it. Who contacted? I didn't know I had it until, when you say had it, what are you talking about? An infection? No,
the GoFundMe.
Oh. All right, so what happened? I was going into church, and I was going into worship on Sunday morning at my neighborhood church here in Newport Beach. And
what church is it? Shut up, Bud. It's none of your business.
I would rather not say, Bud. It's a non-traditional church. It involves some practices that I don't want to get. Never mind about that, Baxter. What happened? So I'm walking into church, and as I'm going in and I'm talking to the minister, I hear someone say, "I hear you opened up a spank bank." And you can well imagine the embarrassment.
This was at church?
Yes, this was at church. All right, Phil, so and that's when you contacted me.
All right, okay.
And that's when I contacted you.
Okay, so what happened here is that Mr. Banks is at church. He hears someone say, "I hear you opened up a spank bank," and you immediately called Frank because you knew that this was something that was defamatory, right?
Well, I knew that I had not opened up a spank bank. I knew I was in Los Angeles I was new to Los Angeles. I've been on your program, Mr. Henry, and I wanted to give a good impression. When I heard someone say, "Hey, Baxter, is it the Baxter Bank Spank Bank?" And they looked at me, they had a very serious look on their face, and they said this so that everyone in the church could hear them.
Was this actually inside the church?
It was going into the church, yeah. So you could hear in the vestibule of the church.
The Catholic Church?
Why do you say that?
Vestibule?
Oh, God. Don't worry, Baxter, don't worry about it. I didn't want anybody to know my religion.
You said it's a very strange religion involving...
mystical thing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so New Way, I found out from New Way.
Well, wait a minute, Bud.
So I called Mr. Gray and said that someone had said, someone had started up a spank bank in my name. Yeah, Phil, so... And that's what I did. Now, Dickman... this is the first thing that I know about it.
Hold on, Frank. Bud, why did you just blurt out that you knew that it was New Way Wilson?
Because you guys are talking about it, man.
Well, why didn't you say something before we got the guy on the podcast?
I didn't even know.
All right, go ahead, Frank. Or who's talking?
I am.
So New Way Wilson, this friend of yours.
New Way Wilson is the son of Hands On.
Right. Says that he started it
to get money for the family.
Well, I don't mind helping out your friends at all, Bud.
And I'd be happy to help you out, but I don't want anyone using my name because it lends itself to these kinds of puns and comedic repartee. The Baxter Bank Spank Bank. God damn it. And you understand, Bud, that this man was accosted as it walked into church and as it looked at all the church and it was going in to worship its God. Okay?
Yes, I understand, sir.
All right. As it's going into church, it hears one of the other parishioners say, "Hey, I understand. You spank it. You see."
Well, what did the guy say?
The guy, Baxter. What he said, Phil, was that he said, "Baxter, I understand you have you're opening up a spank bank," and he did not smile. He looked at me. He was very angry. He had an angry look on his face. He was there with his three kids. Is that yours, the spank bank? And the look he had on his face was one that he looked like he might want to kill me. See? So you're putting it in danger, Mr. Dickman.
I didn't do a thing.
It doesn't sound like Bud did it. It sounds like this New Way Wilson. What did he do?
New Way Wilson?
Well, hold on. I'll ask you, Bud. Did this New Way Wilson place an anonymous phone call to... Did you get an anonymous phone call? I did. Yes, I did, Mr. Gray. I got an anonymous phone call from someone saying... That, hey, is this Baxter Bank? Hold on for a minute. I got this. Yeah? I'm on the phone right now, so piss off.
Frank, where are you, man?
I told you, the Worley Mall. I got three different kinds of cleansers for my wife.
All right, Frank, don't worry about it.
So what happened, Baxter? So an anonymous phone call from somebody said, "Hey, Baxter Banks, we've opened up a spank bank for you."
And how did this get out into the public?
It got into the public by this New Way Wilson publishing it in Corn Cob Weekly, right, Bud?
Corn Cob Weekly is like a humor magazine that a lot of us, you know, people like me and people like you and this friend New Way Wilson. Damn it, Jenny, you're laughing.
Mr. Henry, I have to tell you, your laughter doesn't help the situation at all. Well, Mr. Henry, I appreciate your show, but when I'm going into church to worship my God, and I hear someone say, "How's that spank bank going?" and the guy looks like he wants to slit my throat from ear to ear.
I'm sorry you went through that.
Right, and so this guy, New Way Wilson, put this in the Corn Cob Weekly. So the first thing we've done is we have sent an injunction to Corn Cob Weekly telling whoever runs that rag that no more...
You can't publish the name of this man in a crowdfund me.
Yeah, I can get to it, Phil.
Let him do it, Phil.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That New Way Wilson, Spanky Boy, my name is Baxter Banks. Baxter Banks is not sponsoring any spank bank or any kind of fundraiser.
All right. What's going to happen?
An injunction against Corn Cob Weekly and New Way Wilson. New Way Wilson is going to be restrained from mentioning this or publishing this fake information anywhere.
All right. And how are you taking this, Baxter? Is that going to be good for you?
I think that if this is withdrawn from this Corn Cob Weekly, which is a humor magazine in the Los Angeles area, West Side or something.
Yeah, it's everywhere, but I mean, a lot of us live in Ojai, and I think New Way Wilson lives on the West Side.
Well, I don't know. I just don't want my name associated with anything like this. All right.
Well, Frank, good job.
Good job what? He hasn't done anything yet. I have to tell you, Phil, that as much as I admire you and I enjoyed being on your show, give me some hot water, will you? Because as much as I enjoy your program, Mr.
I got to cut that off. Well, what are you doing, Phil? What am I doing? I hung up on these guys because I can't understand a word anybody's saying. New Way Wilson.
Yes.
Okay, Bud, don't get pissed at me. Is this a real crowd? Is this a real GoFundMe, whatever?
Yeah, he wanted to raise money. Just in case his family got blown out of their house.
Did his family get burned out of their house or not?
Not yet, no.
Not yet? The fires are out, man.
Well.
So this guy's running a scam. He's got Frank Gray on his ass now. There's an injunction against Corn Cob Weekly. What is that?
It's a humor magazine out of the West Side.
I've heard of Corn Cob Weekly. In fact, I submitted some material.
You're kidding.
What did you submit?
A couple of jokes.
What are you laughing at? You? All right. Anyway, no more. I don't want you associating with any of these scams, man. This reflects badly on the show.
Dad, what did you just do?
It reflects badly on the show, Jack. Now, this guy, New Way Wilson, I don't know who this guy is from Adam.
I've known New Way for years. I've known him for years. He's a good guy.
And his father is hands-on?
Yeah.
What do they do for a living?
Well, New Wave, he was a professional skateboarder for a long time.
You're kidding.
No. And his dad's like crew on different TV shows and stuff.
His father works on TV sets?
Yeah.
All right. Frank, I hope you do well. Mr. Banks, I hope you sue the hell out of the guy.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Mr. Henry.
Well, you know what? Then he shouldn't have screwed around like that. I hope you sue him and get whatever money is. Well, I don't want him to. We don't want the family to go broke. No. You can't screw around like that, bud.
I didn't do it.
You should have said something to the guy, okay?
Well, like what?
Like you should have said, don't mess around with stuff like this. Families are getting burned out of their houses. These charities, man, where people are raising money for these families are serious, man. Why are you associating with some jackass?
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, we'll be right back on the world famous.
You didn't think they put it in the Corn Cob Weekly, anybody's going to take it serious.
What?
I didn't think if they put it in the Corn Cob Weekly.
If they put it in the Corn Cob Weekly, people will still take it seriously.
Yeah.
Whatever the Corn Cob Weekly is.
It's a weekly humor magazine.
I know, out of the West Side. It doesn't matter. You could show a guy drowning, a man hollering, screaming for a life preserver, and Phil would be on deck going, No, I would not. No, I wouldn't.
That's harsh.
All right, maybe not that. Close to it, but not that. We'll be right back, following up with Don Berman from Channel 19 News right after this.
Hello, this is Baxter Banks, and I'm grateful to the Phil Henry Show and everyone listening that I am in the Los Angeles area and the Los Angeles market, ready to deliver what I feel is some of the top meteorological reporting on weather and the surrounding conditions possible. And I'm hoping to be talking to you very, very soon. In the meantime, what I do to enjoy myself is get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and enjoy everything Phil has to offer there. 60,000 hours of his great radio and digital radio show. He's also got some video casts. He's got some podcasts going there. All kinds of things, home movies. He's got his pre-show, and he's got a post-show video log. I enjoy it. I hope you will, too. Get a backstage pass subscription to Phil Henry. That's the Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Yes, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Get a subscription now at philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Now, Phil Henry.
Thank you very much, and also I'd like to just say thank you to so many people who have commented on the fact that Jackie's got...
Don't do it, Phil.
All right, never mind. But she was wearing a really pretty dress at the Hall of Fame induction in Nashville, Tennessee, back in September that a great many people have commented on.
Yeah, very tasteful, yeah.
Thank you very much for that. And also want to thank everybody that's been weighing in on the anniversary of me tearing the rotator cuff.
Yeah, well, when you had the surgery.
Well, I didn't have surgery until February, but it's been a year since I had that terrible accident and had my arm in a sling and then went into surgery and then had the arm in a sling some more and then went into physical therapy until August. And I mean, that whole thing kind of defined my year, but I had a lot of people, you know, checking in on Messenger and so forth, saying, hey, how you feeling, man? It's been a year since that. And I said, great, thank you very much. So thank you, folks. It is what it is. That is a really bad physical injury. One of the things that it taught me, though, is to pay attention.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you're walking along, Mr. and all of a sudden, you could fall off a cliff.
Very good, bud. That's a good observation.
Yeah, you're right. I could. I could fall off a cliff. You know, that reminds me.
You're not going to do the construction thing.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Because I saw a house being built near my house, and it's a three-story house, and they had on top of it, on the third story, they put up this wooden sort of temporary fencing. And the reason why they do that is because carpenters, guys that are doing framing from the top floor of a house that they are putting together, have been known to just sort of lose their orientation a little bit and walk right off the top of those things.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding you. I've never known anybody, thank God, but I've heard of guys just, they don't know they're three stories up. It's not that they don't know. It's that they misjudge the edge. So they've taken to, and they've been probably doing this for decades, putting up kind of a temporary little fence just to remind you, don't go and step off.
Jesus.
Yeah, and you could get, it goes without saying, you could very seriously hurt. All right, joining me here on the...
You never did that.
No, I never did that. Had I done that, I probably wouldn't be here, because three stories up...
It's a long way.
Yeah, it's a long way. All right, joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Don, the conclusion to a crazy, crazy time, huh?
Phil, absolutely. And we do thank everyone from the bottom of our heart, from Channel 19 News, all of the crew here. We thank all of our viewers. It was a time of great anticipation. It was a time of great fear. People were traveling all over to get to the different fires, people reporting, and I can tell you, Phil, it was a difficult, difficult time for all of us. But that's what being a news reporter is all about.
Now, where did you find yourself? Where, when everybody's out there reporting, where do you go?
Well, I am back at the station, and I am there, and I'm getting the reports.
So you're just anchoring?
Yes, I'm anchoring back at the station, and I'm getting the reports. And I'm doing what you do after you've been 20, 26, 34. See, I've been in the business. I mean, I've been in the Los Angeles market now. 26 plus 2 is 28. And then you subtract 5 years because of the time that I spent there. So that'd be 29 years.
No, wait a minute. 28 minus 2 plus 5?
No, I didn't say that. I said 28 plus 2 minus 5.
29 years.
Right.
No, that's 25.
Okay, well, let me tell you, but anyway, I've been in the market a long time. I've been doing news directing a long time. But we get out and we sweat and we slave for that story. And I'm very, very, I'm proud of myself and I'm proud of my staff.
All right, but the staff is out reporting.
Yes.
And you're back at the studio anchoring.
That is absolutely correct. And
don't you feel like you should be out reporting with them?
Boy, all of a sudden, I'm the topic.
No, I don't think you should be. I think what Don's saying is he's earned.
Yes.
He has earned his right to be in the studio.
Absolutely. And if I'm sitting in the studio and I'm having one of them Debbie cakes and I'm eating almonds, you know.
So, but really, the real reporting's being done by.
Whoa. What do you mean real reporting?
No, nobody's dissing you. No one's dissing you, Don. We thought you were out there in the field.
No, I haven't been in the field in years. In years. I can tell you this, Phil. A fire is a big story, but I'd rather be back at the station, which is where I was, and I'm having myself a Debbie cake, and I'm having myself a bag of almonds, and for the first time in my life, I'm relaxing, enjoying myself.
But it was a scary story.
It was a scary story, but they're all scary. But I'm back at the station. Wow, you know.
I'm not criticizing, Don. I know that you deserve every bit of ease that you have and relaxation.
I'm not, you know, a lot of people like to think that I'm doing it to the dog, you know, like I've taken a dog, I've turned it around, and I'm going, yeah. I'm not doing that at all. I'm working my tail off, Bill, fielding the reports.
Yeah, but then you come on TV. What time?
What is this all of a sudden? You guys keeping track?
No, it was a big story. It was a 24/7 story. I mean, I saw, I shouldn't say.
Oh, who are you watching?
I watched Channel 7 a little bit when you guys weren't doing it.
Oh, my. What do you mean when we weren't doing it?
Don, you guys were not streaming 24/7 about the fires. You had some entertainment programming.
Well, you're telling me Channel 7 was?
Yeah. Channel 7 was either going live or they were doing some pre-recorded.
We don't do pre-recorded. We only do live. That's the difference between us and Channel. God, that pisses me off.
I know it. Look at Don. Everyone is very in great admiration for what you've done.
What about now? You don't think that what I do now is worth it because I'm back?
Yeah, look at Don. We don't want to argue with you. If you're back at the studio and you're having walnuts and you're having a Debbie cake.
That's right, Phil, because I worked my tail off for 25, 30 years out in the field. I took every filthy assignment. I almost got killed a few times. And at the end of the day, I come back to the station, my face covered with grease, my pants torn, and I get L. Ron Martin staring at me like I was just one more creep coming in to use the bathroom. That's how you get treated early on in this business. But as I worked my way up the ladder, and I saw the young reporters coming in, and we saw a story like this one that happened during the fires, I said, I'll send the kids out, and for the first time in my life, I'm going to sit here back in the studio, I'll order in an omelet, I'll have some orange juice.
I got it, I understand. And you don't feel guilty about the young people that are out there.
Why would I feel guilty?
Because you,
All of a sudden, sudden you said you understand, now you want to jump back in.
Well, go ahead, Margaret. Because you said, because...
God, Margaret, you said...
You know, Don, at this point, you're really starting to piss me off.
Well, your guys are pissing me off, intimating that I'm not working.
No one's intimating that, but let me anticipate this. When Margaret's asking you...
Oh, now you're back in the conversation.
That's right, because I happen to be hosting the show. Margaret's asking you, you were the guy that came in with mud on your face and your pants were ripped.
Oh, wow. So you think, what do you think I was doing? What do you think I was doing? Mud wrestling another guy?
I didn't say that, but whatever it was you were doing... L. Ron Martin didn't respect you, and so now you're not giving respect.
I give respect. L. Ron Martin looked at me when I was a young reporter and figured, yeah, that's what he should do. Be out there, just caked with mud, just like looking like he just escaped a fire, looking like he just made it out of his life. You know, Phil, you've been laughing at everybody, haven't you? This whole big week of laughs for you, hasn't it?
No, it hasn't been. No, it hasn't been. But I will tell you this. Everybody's on edge. It's been a tough work week. It's been a tough couple of weeks. I admire you, Don, and all you guys in TV and radio and all the news people. Thank you for the great job you did.
Well, I appreciate it. And finally, someone's saying something about it.
Except you were sitting in the studio eating Debbie cakes and bags of almonds.
A bag of who?
Almonds. Didn't you say almonds?
Yeah, Phil, almonds. You better.
There's Don Berman, who obviously is, I think he's under a lot of pressure. He sounds tired to me. I think everybody's tired. The firefighters are tired. The homeowners are tired. The reporters are tired. And, you know, to be honest with you, of the three groups there, did I say reporters, homeowners, and what?
Firefighters.
Yeah, the reporters I don't have as much sympathy for. I'm not saying guys don't work hard. Don't get me wrong. But the homeowners and the firefighters, they're going through some real hell. But we did get some great reporting from all of you, and we thank you. We do thank you. And, you know, it wasn't easy, especially you guys in the helicopters, seeing what the winds were doing to keeping the choppers on the ground. The guys were trying to drop water. But anyway, there's Don Berman, who was eating an omelet.
Yes, he was kicking it for the first time in his life.
Oh, man. One of these days, I'm calling an ambulance, Phil. I'm not kidding. For what?
For you.
To put me in a nut house.
That's right.
All right, folks. Thanks very much. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. What are you looking at? I don't like the idea of you putting me in a nut house, okay?
Well, Phil, you're weird.
Weird? Yes, I am. Crazy? No, I'm not. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced, except I talk to you guys.
That's right. That is crazy.
The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Good night, everybody. And New Way Wilson.
Shut up about that guy, will you?